As you most likely know, I tend to pay particular attention to the, I guess you call it the new book of Revelation, when it comes to the Catholic Church, and now the increasing number of lawsuits being filed against them with this, here in New Jersey, at least, with the new statute of limitation laws that opened the door for more victims to come forward and call out the perpetrators against them. This past week, 7 new lawsuits named 7 clerics accusing them of child sexual abuse within the Newark Archdiocese. One of those has been now identified for the first time. This makes 18 lawsuits now against the Archdiocese. Among those complaints filed this past week, one of the 7 clerics has been publicly ID'd, as I said, for the first time, and the other 6 are known abusers. There's Brother Peter Russell, accused of sexually abusing a minor from 1980 to 83 at St. Joseph High School in Montvale, New Jersey. That's the one being ID'd publicly for the first time ever. We have Father Contardo Armorini, accused of sexually abusing 3 brothers from 1958 to 63 at St. Bernard in Plainfield. The eldest of the 3 brothers is the one bringing this suit in 2015. He organized a walk through the state of New Jersey to bring awareness of and demand for statute of limitations reform that later became the New Jersey Victims' Rights Bill. Father Joseph Rice, accused of sexually abusing a minor from approximately 1978 to 81 at St. John the Apostle in Linden. Father Rice kicked the bucket in 2014. And their spiritual justice went south instead of north. Father Kenneth Martin, accused of sexually abusing a minor from 81 to 84 at St. Andrew's in Bayonne. He is a known abuser with other survivors. One being, by the way, Mark Crawford, who's been on the show frequently over the years, who's the New Jersey State Director of SNAP. I want to tell you more about Martin, too, in a little bit. There's an interesting tie he has. Father John Caparelli, accused of sexually abusing 2 minors, one in 89 at St. Teresa in Kenilworth, the other from 1988 to 1994 at Holy Trinity in Westfield, New Jersey. Caparelli was removed from the ministry in 92, went on to still teach in Newark Public Schools until retiring in 2013. He was murdered, by the way, last year. Father Gerald Sudol, accused of sexually abusing a minor from 1988 to 89 at St. Francis of Assisi. That's in Ridgefield Park. There have been other allegations of abuse against Sudol, of which the Archdiocese has known since 1996. But in spite of that, Sudol has served at a New Jersey Archdiocese parish as late as 2018. And there are currently several other complaints of abuse pending against him. His whereabouts are currently unknown. And then there's Brother John Dagwell, accused of sexually abusing a minor from 80 to 83 at St. Joseph High School in Montvale, currently residing in Florida. I want to go back to Father Kenneth Martin. Made a special aside about him. He stole a priest but was placed on restrictions from public ministry 2002-2003. After an archdiocesan bishop was informed of his abuse, Father Martin was later promoted to serve as a personal secretary for Archbishop Theodore McCarrick, who's now defrocked. By the way, Father Martin most likely knows a lot about McCarrick's misdeeds, and that just might be why he is still a priest in the present day. Hopefully lawsuits against him will challenge that situation.